Good morning. Happy Sabbath. Happy Sabbath. Thank you. You know, it's interesting as the, where'd she go? Our special music. Oh, there she is. As you were singing, the sun started to come out. And that is so true. Each one of us can reach one. There are different ways of reaching a person. And sometimes, how did that person put it? if you want to use words, then use them when you have to. Just the way you act, just the way you react to certain things, will tell a lot more than the best Bible study that you might be able to give. Children, we have our Adventurers Club, and you know it's important. One of the things I was thinking, it's also important, it's because you begin to teach them the Word of God. And you begin to put the Word of God in their hearts. And this morning, come on over, Kevin. Let's see, we have a little green mic here for you. What color would you like, sir? Oh, that one. Okay, be like that. Kevin, you had a little something going in your class. Could you tell us a little bit about that, just quickly here?
I did. Now it's green. When we started the juniors, I decided that what I felt was most important, or we actually in the junior department decided what was most important was to instill in these kids the Bible. And so we decided to bribe them to learn their memory verses. And so we decided to we would say, learn your memory verses. Easy enough. And so we said, if you'll learn your memory verses, at the end of the quarter, there'll be a surprise. We didn't tell them what the surprise was. Well, we had three young men that took up that challenge. And two of the young men, actually, you're going to show, there was one young man that was unwilling to be videoed. And
I know how that is.
Yeah. He was a little more shy. I actually talked to him, and he was willing to have his name spoken, though. And that's Brian Wachter was the other one.
Wonder where he gets that from.
Yeah. It comes naturally. He was willing. These young men took it upon themselves to learn all 13 memory verses, not just one at a time, but at the end of the quarter, they did all 13 memory verses at once. The challenge then was that we would take that before the church. How many of you church members can do all 13 of your memory verses?
Mm.
We figured there may be one, and that was probably Gene. The challenge then went before the Sabbath school class to do all of the year. What they got for doing 13 is they get a day at the Family Fun Center. If they do the year, we're taking them to Portland to go through the OMSI. They get a day at OMSI.
Mm.
Now, this is not cheap, and it's coming out of my pocket, and I am not rich. But it is worth it, because God's Word is going into their mind, into their
heart.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's what we're doing.
Thank you very much, Kevin, for working with our kids. And Charlie, if you would run that.
Bruins.
Proverbs 8, 10, and 11.
Choose my instructions instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold, for wisdom is a precious the ruin of nothing.
Proverbs 2, 6.
For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 2, 6.
Galatians 5, 13.
Serve one another in love. Galatians 5, 13. Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 43, 10.
You are my wages, and I shall enjoy my chosen Isaiah 43.
John 6, 63.
The words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life. John 6, 63.
Philippians 1, 6. Being
thank you, Lord, that I've been.
Psalms 86:5. You? Second Peter 1:3.
His God's power has given us everything we need for life and godliness.
Galatians 6:10. Therefore.
Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Galatians 6:10.
Romans 8:28. We know.
We know that all things God works for the good of those who love Him.
And?
I love God according to the promise. Romans
8:28. Ephesians 2:19-20. You are no.
Good of the corner.
Romans 12:10. Be devoted. Psalms
139:14.
Move over that one. Hey guys, you gotta be quiet.
I know.
And since you didn't, I couldn't tell you.
How about we go outside then, Brian?
No, you can just be quiet.
Okay. Look into the camera, too. Andrew was staring off everywhere.
Okay, you ready?
But not stare.
Okay. Proverbs 8:10-11. Mm-hmm. Choose.
Choose my instructions instead of wisdom, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare to it. Proverbs 8:10-11.
Proverbs 2:6. For the Lord.
The Lord gives us wisdom, and from His mouth come knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 2:6.
Galatians 5:13.
Serve one another in love.
Isaiah 43:10.
You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and servants whom I have chosen.
John 6:63.
The Lord you have said to me, our spirit, and they are life.
Philippians 1:6.
Be confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ.
Psalms 86:5. You are forgiven.
You are forgiving and good, O Lord, abundant in love for all causes. All causes.
2 Peter 1:3.
His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness.
Galatians 6:10. Therefore,
as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers.
Romans 8:28.
We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him and have been called according to His purpose.
Ephesians 2:19-20. You are no
longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens of God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of apostles and prophets, and Christ Jesus Himself is His chief cornerstone.
Romans 12:10.
Be devoted to one another in brotherly love, honor one another above yourself.
Psalms 139:14. I praise
you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and your works are wonderful. I know that I'm full of.
That's it.
Way to go, John. Amen. You know why that's important? You might think, well, they're going to maybe forget it in about 6 months, all those texts. The Holy Spirit has a way of bringing that back when you find yourself in situations where you need a promise from the Lord. But how can the Holy Spirit pull something out if there's nothing in there? That's why it's so important to read the Scriptures. Even if you're not memorizing them, read the Scriptures daily. Why? The mind is a powerful organ that God has given us. It's so powerful, everything you read is there. You might not be able to recall or bring it back to memory, but the Holy Spirit can. Read. Read your Scripture. Read your Bible. Take time. And if you still can, memorize. Put the Word of God in your hearts. Have you ever felt you've been under attack by the enemy? I have. Last Sabbath, my voice was a little bit lower. And I made it through. During the week, it progressed. I'm doing a little bit better now, which is good. I feel much better. Thank you for your prayers. And continue to pray. Yesterday morning, I was early in the morning, I was healthfully eating my grape nuts. And all of a sudden I said, what in the world? Why do they put rocks on the grape nuts? And I pulled it out and I started looking at that rock and I started saying, my, that rock looks more like a tooth. I wonder whose tooth they... And then all of a sudden I started... What is that crater in the back of my mouth? I have a broken tooth way back here. It's almost broken half, almost. So yesterday, I tried to get an appointment with the doctor. And no go. He was closed. He said, come back Monday at 1. So that's what I'll be doing, Monday at 1. In the meantime, I have this crater that I have to take care of. And it doesn't feel very good. It feels like, you know, I could stick my whole tongue in through there. Oh, well, you know, we didn't expect this. My wife is having physical problems. And just this morning, some of you heard the crash. Well, that was my computer going down, and it's broken. But you know what? It's okay. It's all right. I could still have a smile on my face and say, it's all right. You know why? Because sometimes things that we go through, we think they're so, oh, this is happening to me. But when I'm there at 11 o'clock, it was in the afternoon, sometime in the afternoon, at RVMC. And I walk into the family birth, and there are, the mom is there, and they're taking her stillborn child from her. And she is one of your sisters. She comes here, Shannon White. When you see that, what I'm going through, it's nothing compared to what she's going through right now. So at this time, I'm going to take time to pray for her. And please, uplift your prayers too, because she's just lost her child. Let's bow our heads. Father, this morning we come before you and we pray for our sister Shannon. And you know the situation and the sadness and the hurt that she's going through right now. Father, we pray that your loving grace may surround her And as she grieves, I pray that the Holy Spirit may somehow bring hope in her life to know that someday soon she will again see her child. So be with her and the family, and just continue to strengthen them through a very, very sad and tough time. I pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So if you get a chance, if you want to call her and just let her know that we're praying for her, she would appreciate that. Western society, that is us, we make an emphasis, and you've seen it, you make an emphasis on being fit, having strength, doing exercise. It was, I think, last Sunday or the one before that, I was watching TV Sunday, and then I called my wife and said, "Hey, honey, look, come and see another garage sale item." She came, and it was some contraption for doing exercise. You do this, and I mean, they claim that it's going to work and things, and you know that. But remember, when you order those things, the only way they work is if you get on them. You can't just look at them and then put them in a garage sale later on. You buy them for $200 and sell them for $10 because it doesn't work. Well, it doesn't work because maybe you did not use it. And you know, that is the emphasis. People are, I don't know if you noticed, but people are beginning to be more conscious about what they eat and what they don't eat and what they drink, what they don't, you know, what they do drink, and exercise. As a matter of fact, sometimes I feel like the world is surpassing the church in trying to be healthy and trying to do all we can to keep the temple of the Lord in good working order. Sometimes I feel that way. Do you? As Adventists, I got to give us credit. We do very good in the eating aspect. Vegetarian classes, we do all kinds of, even raw, right? That's good. And all kinds of things. But when it comes to exercise, We fall a little bit behind, but there is a plan. How many of you would like a plan? How many of you would like your own personal trainer? It's not me. But there is somebody that's willing to start something up here at Valley View, an exercise club, where if you want to walk, you come and walk. If you want to ride bikes, you come and ride bikes. Would you like that? There are no fees. You know, you don't have to join anything. See what I mean? But that will start soon. It will start soon for all those that would like to better themselves as far as exercise is concerned. Now, here's the thing. If physical strength is important, in times like these, if being fit is very important, I believe that spiritual strength in today's times, it's even more important. Because the way things are looking up, the Bible tells us that the just shall live by faith, and faith alone. And if your faith is not where it should be, then I suggest that you ask the faith giver to give you faith. Because in the book of Revelation, whose faith is the one that we need? Our faith? His faith. His faith. What is spiritual strength? Let me just give you a working definition about spiritual strength. It is an attitude of courage. All right? An attitude of courage that includes virtues such as the following one. First one, the virtue or the courage of conviction. When you are convicted about something, when the Holy Spirit convicts you about something, there's no one that could change your mind because the Holy Spirit has put it in your heart to do something. It is the courage to be uncompromising. You know, when you marry a non-believer, sometimes you have to compromise on certain things, don't you? Or when you work at a place that does not sort of cater to Adventists, sometimes we end up compromising certain things. But spiritual strength deals with the courage to be uncompromising. The courage to confront error and false doctrine. The courage to face intimidation. The courage to face persecution. And you know, sometimes the courage to face persecution, we say, well, I could do that. I'm willing to die for Christ. But you know, I believe that sometimes what we say is just theoretical. And I'll just tell you why. It happened in Africa. It was about, I don't remember the number, but it was a vast majority of Adventist youth that were asking being asked a simple question. And basically, it was the question that was asked in the Middle Ages and when Luther was around is to recant of the things that they believe, basically, that's what they were being asked. Now, would you say, well, I wouldn't recant the Seventh-day Adventist religion, my Jesus, my Lord, I will not say no against. But the thing changes when you have a gun placed up against your head and they're telling you, recant. It's sort of like a happy situation, but a sad situation. And I'm happy to say that none of those Adventist boys died. But I'm sad to say that they didn't die because they recanted. Spiritual strength is the courage to face persecution. Is the courage to face persecution and still remain true to that which is right. A strong Christian lives by principle. And he does not live rather by impulse or opinion. We have to be strong in the Lord. A strong Christian doesn't always take the easy path. A strong Christian doesn't always take the easy way out. You know, Jesus Christ, had the opportunity to take the easy way out. In the three temptations, the devil came to him and he said, hey, you know, why did you come here? I came here to die for the people. Well, let's make a deal. Just worship me. Just a little bend of the knee and recognize that, I'm good. And that just worship me for a little bit. And I will give you all the people that you came to die for. And you don't have to go through the cross. You don't have to go through all that pain. The nails, the beatings, you know, you don't have to do all that. Just worship me for a little bit. Boy, that was the easy way out. But I tell you what, if anyone ever had spiritual strength, it was my God, Jesus Christ, our Savior. And it is His strength that will carry you through. Don't ever think that it's your strength, that you're a good Christian, that you get up every morning and you do your devotionals and you memorize the Bible and you do everything that's right, that's why you have strength. We are here because Jesus Christ lives in our hearts, and He placed it in our heart to come and worship Him. We need to be strong. A strong Christian, someone with spiritual strength, takes at times serious risks when it's necessary. Notice that I said serious risks, not crazy risks. There is a difference. I have taken at times crazy risks. But a strong spiritual Christian will at times take serious risks. Because this Christian stands firm against opposition and truth. Listen, you do not like not to be liked. How many of you like not to be liked? Okay, I shouldn't even be raising my hand, because I don't like not to be liked. As a matter of fact, when some of you don't like me, it's like, 100 of you might like me, but if 2 of you don't like me, you know what weighs in my heart? The 2 that don't like me, instead of thinking in the positive, 98 like me, yay! I deal on the 2 that don't like me. You know, today, after the election and everything, I look at the popular vote, and I say, wow. There's about 50% of the people in the United States that are not happy. And the other 50% are happy. Let me just say something about that. As Christians, you and I, we have been called to a higher standard than the world. And I hope you realize and you understand that regardless of who's president, God is in control. Regardless of how the country is going to go, God will always be in control. He will see us through. He will see His church through. He will see you through. So praise the Lord. Maybe it didn't go your way. And maybe it did. It doesn't matter. He's in control. And He will see us through. We need to be strong, courageous people. I believe the strength is needed in our churches today. That strength that is needed in this era of vacillation, this era of spirituality. If I were to ask you, is spirituality going up or is going down? What? Yeah. And the thing is that not only out there, it's happening in here. It is in here where spirituality should be the highest. And unfortunately, it's also declining. We need to be strong. We need to be strong. You have your Bibles? All right. 1 Corinthians 16, 13 and 14. 1 Corinthians 13, 16. Let's see. 1 Corinthians 16, I'm sorry, 13 and 14. And I forgot my glasses, so if you see me trying to stretch way out here, that's okay. This is what it says. It says, watch, stand fast in the faith. Be brave and strong. Let all that you do be done with love. Listen to what it says. Watch, stand fast in the faith. Be brave and be strong. You know, there, and just for the purpose of what I was going to share with you this morning, this text here is translated in different versions this way. It says, watch, stand fast in the faith, and then they translate it, act like men. Is that what you have? Quit yourselves like men. Act like men. So I was thinking, you know, about this. Act like men. Because, ladies, you might have some questions here. Act like men. You know, I would have some questions if the text says, be brave, stand fast, act like women. Well, I could understand ladies having questions. It says, act like men, and they're thinking, act like men. They're just big boys. Act like men. So what does this mean? Well, unfortunately, my time is up. I'll tell you next week. I heard an amen. That means quit. I heard it clearly. So the 120 of you will not come here. And no, I understand we need to quit here. Act like men. What does that mean? Next week we'll let you know what that means and how we go about it and what the Bible says regarding this verse and how it applies to us today in this era. All right? Open your hymns to number 262. We'll have our closing hymn right now. 262. Because I believe it is only the Holy Spirit that will get us through, that will give us the strength. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. Do you need two? Or just... Oh, there you go. Let's stand. You've been sitting long enough. Let's stand for a closing hymn. Possibility to come. We have a baptism next week. Zach Mayland is going to be baptized next week. And we also have a baby dedication next week. So it's going to be fun. We're going to worship together once again. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Father, in the Word of God, you have asked us to be strong, to be courageous. And I know that the only way that could happen is if we have the Holy Spirit within us. So be with us as we continue to do all we can to honor and to glorify your name. Father, make us strong Christians. Make us Christians with conviction, with the courage to stand for what is right. Father, I pray for each one of our members here, for their different struggles that they're going through this afternoon, and things that have happened to them during the week. Father, let them know that you will see them through, that the day of the Lord is coming soon. And help us to keep that hope alive is my prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.